Popular pop-ups. Exercise 5.
Linda, do you remember the first pop-up book you ever saw?
Yes, it was stunning. I was entranced by it. My older brother needed a serious operation, and I was worried and frightened for him. Trying to calm me a bit, my mom bought me this book, big with a hard cover. And when I opened it, a little house made of cards stood up from the open page. Other pages had scenes popping up too. I was immediately fascinated and completely forgot about my brother.
Did you try to make pop-up books as a child?
Yes, lots. The materials available were much more limited in those days. Basically, we had coloured crayons and plain paper. You need card to make pop-ups, and my dad got it for me. He knew a place where they used card files a lot. From time to time, they'd throw old files away, and my dad collected them for me. He was great like that. I tried lots of things. Many didn't work, but I got used to figuring out how to fix what had gone wrong, or how to avoid it happening again. That was very important in my development.
As you grew up, did you have anyone giving you guidance, like an artist or author?
No, it was very much me finding out things for myself. Actually, there seems to be an idea that there's a sort of community of people who write books for kids, and that we meet up and encourage and look after one another. In reality, creating books, whether writing, drawing, or designing pop-ups, is a solitary activity, and you're trying to come up with something unique.
Your first pop-up book came out when you were 30. What was that experience like?
Well, my technical knowledge of what you can do with paper and card has improved enormously, and I can design much more sophisticated things. But I couldn't have done any better at the time. I pushed myself to my limits. The company that agreed to publish it were taking a risk, as there wasn't much of a market for pop-ups then. In fact, they didn't think it would have much impact. Fortunately, it turned out they were mistaken, and it meant I could do more.
You've now published over 50 pop-up books. What process do you go through in making one?
I write the story first, then picture in my mind what each page will look like, then start designing the pop-ups. I cut up a type of stiff paper and fold and glue pieces together, constructing scenes. Anyone listening who's seen a pop-up book will know their complex structures, and they'll understand why it takes several attempts before each one works. I'm producing increasingly sophisticated books, and a few at a time, so I've had to recruit designers to help me, which you're unlikely to know unless you're in this sector.
Where do your ideas for books come from?
Well, I get people saying things to me like, why don't you do a book about football? To be honest, I'm not into football. And if I can't work on something that excites me, my heart won't be in it. Publishing companies also do surveys to find out what children and parents say they want from books. But sticking to things that satisfy my own curiosity and enthusiasm works best for me.
Where do you see yourself going in the future?
Well, I'll carry on producing books that people buy for children as presents. Interestingly enough, although they look quite delicate and easy to break, libraries often stock them. I've been told that's because they're popular, more than normal books, so it's okay to replace them if they get damaged after being borrowed 50 times. Linked to this is a recent move into educational pop-up books. Episodes in history or aspects of science, for example. They're purpose-made for the classroom. This appeals to me very much, and I hope it'll expand.